Hi, Joe Cantu here. I want to welcome everyone, clients and customers watching this video. Ronald Liston and I did a video for the transition from TD Ameritrade to Charles Schwab. A couple of disclosures in a minute, and then after that, take a listen to the video. Thanks.
Welcome to Retirement Tactical Money Management. Joe Cantu, Chief Investment Officer of Cantu Tactical Wealth Management, is your host and has over 30 years of experience in the retirement money management profession. He is a West Point graduate with a Master's in Business Administration and has worked for three of the largest Wall Street firms as a stockbroker and portfolio manager.
I have Ronald Liston with us, our Senior Vice President, Senior Portfolio Manager, and Portfolio Manager for the Income Strategy. But the session today is this video is specifically for our clients and customers at Cantu Tactical Wealth Management. But we are transitioning over to Charles Schwab. So about 2 years ago, Charles Schwab made an acquisition of TD Ameritrade. And again, one of the features that they acquired them for was the advanced trading platform, which we use here at Cantu Tactical Wealth Management. But that trading platform is very, very important for us. And that feature is going to be captured and in placed in the on the Charles Schwab platform for their trading as well for all their advisors. Now, wanted to give you kind of a timeline. So the weekend over Labor Day, you will not be able to sign on to your account. The accounts are transferring over that 3-day weekend. So Friday at 6 p.m. it's the cutoff. And then my understanding is you won't be able to log into your TD Ameritrade account or your Charles Schwab account after Friday at 6 p.m. on that weekend. And then come Tuesday morning at 8 a.m., you'll be able to log in, and it'll be your Schwab account. But one of the things I wanted to point out is that you received some of this paperwork in the mail, particularly this booklet. Now, this paperwork gives you your account numbers. It'll give you your TD Ameritrade account, and then it'll give you your Schwab account right here. And then this booklet here tells you how to log in to your Schwab account. Now, what I would suggest is that you log in, and Ronald, you can type in here anytime you want. But Ronald, what I was suggesting to them is that they log into the Schwab account maybe this week or next week, just to, you know, to make sure they can see their accounts.
Yes, absolutely. We have, this little brochure kind of helps you guide you through that. And I would go ahead and do that and get it all set up and ready to go. Now, when you do log in, I've already done this, and it's just going to tell you that it'll show your account and your new account numbers, but it won't, you know, there won't be any money in there because all that's going to transition during the Labor Day weekend. So everything will move over during that I'll call it the down period where we won't be able to see our accounts for that holiday weekend. But where everything, it'll just tell you, you know, and you can go on there and kind of see all the different tools that they have there for us, to look at, to compare, you know, what's going on in the market. I guess, one of the main things that Schwab is doing is everything's pretty much, they've taken their time and they've really, I think, set it up to where everything's going to transition really smooth and roll right over, into your new account. So come Monday morning or Tuesday morning, I guess, after Labor Day, you'll have your new account numbers ready to go. And the money should be over there in the Schwab account. You will get two statements still, especially the first month after that transition, because you're still going to be getting some dividends and different things into that TD account, which will automatically roll into your Schwab account. But for those that are concerned about that, that will continue to happen. You'll still get your money. It'll still come in. I think one of the main – go ahead.
I was just going to mention that when you log into your Schwab accounts, you will notice that they're not household. In other words, if you saw your accounts, you can see, say a husband and wife, you can see the husband's account, say it's a joint account, you can see that. But you may not see your husband's account, say if it's a gal who's logging in. Well, it's very simple. You can give it access to your partner for viewing under your same login. However, you cannot do that until there's money in the accounts. So I checked with Charles Schwab, and you are not able to household your accounts this week or next week. You can't household your accounts until there's money in the accounts. Now, once there's money in the accounts, it's very simple. Like up at the top, it says like access availability, and then one person can authorize the other person to access the account. But you do have to wait until there's money in the account. So even though, so what I recommend is log into your account, and then if your husband's, have him log into his account. You'll be seeing separate accounts. Wait till after Labor Day, and then merge the two accounts into one household account.
Correct. Correct. Now, anybody with like standing instructions, we do need to set some of those back up. Anybody taking distributions out of their accounts right now? I know I've talked to some clients and I've gone ahead and sent out a distribution for them for next month ahead of time, or set it up to go out of the account towards the end of this month. So if you do have standing instructions, we do need to reset those up for distribution. Now, everything else, as far as if your banks and everything that is tied to that are tied to your current TD account will also transition over, so we're not going to have to reset those up again. So that's really one of the main things we need to, if we haven't talked to you about that, we need to go ahead and you're one that takes a distribution, go ahead and get that set up for you again for the Schwab accounts.
Yeah, what Ronald's talking about is the banking information. So those are for our customers and clients who get, say, monthly distributions or even on request. So the banking information is being sent over to Schwab. So the banking information will be there. But what they won't have is the amount that goes out on a monthly basis, and those are called the reoccurring payments. That's what they refer to it to us at that terminology. So, for example, let's say that you were a person getting $1,000 a month out of your account, and it automatically goes to your bank every month. So the banking information, and say you were set up, I'm making this up, but say you were set up at USAA, Federal, savings bank. So that USAA Federal Savings information will go over there. You'll see it. However, the $1,000 a month won't be on there. And that's what Ronald was talking about, is that we Joe Cantu and Ronald Liston, we have to instigate those reoccurring payments and the amount into the system so that you'll get your monthly check. But the banking's information is there, but just not the amount. So we can't do that until there's money in the account. Is that correct,
Ron? That's correct. We'll have to wait till after Labor Day to start initiating that at all in anybody's account. So that's why I did talk to a couple of my clients that depend on that every month, and we went ahead and made an earlier distribution or arranged for that, so it's ready to go, for their month, and then we can set that back up, once the money's in those accounts.
Also, in the month of September, Ronald and I are going to be meeting several of you in person Now, we have some clients in Utah and I think in Idaho, I think as well. Now, we won't drive up to Utah or Idaho, but for those living in the Texas area, we're going to make our best attempt at coming and see you directly, individually, and make an appointment so you can meet Ronald face-to-face and just so you can, you know, see the whites of each of his eyes. And same with Ronald's clients. You know, hopefully he'll introduce me to you as well. But anyway, maybe in the future for some research, because Ronald and I talk almost every day, wouldn't you say? I mean, several times a week, prepare research ideas. And because he runs the income strategy and I'm his backup on research, and I run the momentum strategy and then opportunity, and then he backs me up on research there. We back each other up. And sometimes I do all the trades, and sometimes Ronald's doing all the trades. So anyway, we back each other up, both on research. You want to add anything to that, Ronald?
No. I think, you know, you said it really well. We, you know, always communication throughout the day. And evening sometimes, whenever necessary, whenever some event or anything's going on, just keeping up with what's going on in the market.
Yeah, we look at all the economic indicators rolling out in the morning. You know, most of them roll out at about 8:30 in the morning is when they were released, and Ronald and I compare notes on that as to it's this. We I have to admit this market has been just very wishy-washy, moving up and down and selling off, and then tech will make a big run and then it sells off, and then there's sector rotation maybe into industrials and sector rotation into healthcare, and so we're always constantly trying to tweak the account in that, but we feel that we will end up the year strong is our expectations for the market. The market is continuing, the economy, let me say, is continuing to do well. I don't think we're going into recession as people talk about in the fourth quarter. The numbers are just too strong for the economy to move into recession, as I've been saying for the last 2 years. We do think there is a rebound and that the year will end up strong. You want to add anything, Ronald, to that?
No, I agree. I know with a lot of our clients, I mean, We sometimes get a little frustrated when we have companies that are coming out with some amazing numbers and just beautiful forecasts and just aren't performing like they should. But I think that'll calm down as different world factors hopefully settle themselves.
Yeah. For example, we just added the position of Broadcom to the account, which was one of his original research picks. And when do earnings come out on that, Ronald?
Oh, they come out the 31st, I believe, of this month. So they should be strong. They own all the 5G patents and copyrights on all of that. So, I mean, and it's growing on. That tech industry is just, you know, leading the way in so many ways.
Yeah, and we sold out of it, took a huge profit on it, and then we just really bought back into it. But it still has a low price earnings ratio relative to the rest of the other tech market. And so we just had to really get back into it. Wouldn't you agree, Mark?
I agree. I think it's poised to take off. You know, I feel pretty confident they're going to come out with some amazing earnings and then she'll just run.
Yeah. And for those of you watching this public video who are not clients of Cantor Tactical Wealth Management, we are not recommending Broadcom. We just simply said that's what we're doing, that we have added it to our portfolio and have owned it before. But you can lose money if you do buy that stock. There's always a risk on it. So just because we own that position doesn't mean that we're recommending that to you in any stretch of the imagination. We have to say that for disclosure reasons. And we have some, at the very end of this video, there's some information talking about the fact that we're registered investment advisors in what states. So at this time, we're going to sign off. Ronald, you want to close it? And
No, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for all their support. And we appreciate your business and we look forward to our continued relationships. Have a
Over there.
great week.
Our new custodian. All right, take a listen to this disclosures at the end. All right, bye.
Welcome to Retirement Tactical Money Management. Joe Cantu, Chief Investment Officer of Cantu Tactical Wealth Management, is your host and has over 30 years of experience in the retirement money management profession. He is a West Point graduate with a master's in business administration and has worked for three of the largest Wall Street firms as a stockbroker and portfolio manager. Over 10 years ago, he created Cantu Tactical Wealth Management, which actively balances and selects investments based on a tactical approach rather than the traditional strategic management method. Instead of the buy and hold philosophy, he believes in the pursuit of finding investments showing momentum, performance regardless of the direction of the market. His experience includes IRA accounts, 401k rollovers, trusts, endowments, defined benefit plans, 403bs, and 401k plans. Additionally, he served as a Knight College instructor for seniors, teaching high net worth retirement and estate planning for 14 years. Podcast views and personal opinions are for educational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing has risk of loss, and you should consult with your own advisors for any financial decisions. Cantu Tactical Wealth Management is a fiduciary, registered investment advisory firm in the states of California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas, providing pure, independent advice and money management.